You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, Satan's religion. Jesus tells us in Revelation 12, verse 3, "And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born." A third of the demons, well, the angels that became demons when Satan deceived them, joined with Satan. You know what that means? We outnumber them 2 to 1. That's what that means. It does matter, and we need to expose Satan's tricks. Ephesians 5:11 says, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of these things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, for not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Verse 17, "Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." We all have to understand this. These idols can cost us our salvation. Revelation 22:14, "Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, then may enter in through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs, sorcerers," get that, sorcerers, "sexually immoral, murderers, idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie." Don't let Satan's lies entice you. Don't let Satan steal your salvation from you. So what is Satan's religion? What is the devil's religion? Have you ever heard of a church called the Devil's Congregation? Have you ever seen a sign labeling a building Satan's Synagogue? Satan doesn't label his church with his name. He's the great deceiver. He wants to deceive people. Does Satan have a religion? Yes. Does he have churches? Yes. But how can you tell where they are? What would the teachings of those churches be? Does the Bible tell us anything about Satan's religion? Let's take a look. Just before Jesus was crucified, he warned us Satan would come and deceive. John 14:29. "And now I have told you before it comes, and when it does come to pass, that you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so do I. Arise, let us go from here." Jesus told us that he would be rejected by the religions of the world. He told us that we needed to guard ourselves, to protect ourselves, and we need to educate ourselves, folks. We need to find out what Satan's church is and avoid it like the plague. So, you want to learn more? You want to learn how to identify these evil churches? Here's where you go.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.